At Planet Fitness, we're declaring it. This is the year of getting stronger. And future stronger you can get started now by saving $28 or more when you join today. You in? We have all the best-in-class equipment you could ever need to keep stepping it up. And free fitness training to help you mix up your routine. Plus, most clubs are open 24 hours. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends February 28th. See home club for details.
Hey, hey, what's going on, Grow Squad? Welcome back to another episode, that's right, of the Eugene Hamilton Podcast. I'm so glad to be your host. I'm so honored that you tuned in today. Go ahead and hit that subscribe, that like button. In fact, I've been, again, looking back at the analytics, and it's telling me that, hey, some of y'all are still dating. You're on the fringes, but you're getting good content. So I encourage you to go ahead and become a part of the family. In fact, I may run this thing back. So those of you who have been rolling with me for a little while, this is episode 30-something, right? Those of you who have been around for a little while, you know that every now and then we do some giveaways. So I'm thinking about going back to the drawing board. There's a signature Go Grow Glow shirt that we have that I'm going to do some giveaways for in just a few episodes because, hey, number one, I appreciate you. I appreciate you taking our time out of your busy day. There are thousands of episodes or podcasts, I should say, from around the globe with some great content, some great podcasters out there. So thank you for taking the time out to tune in right here today. Also, thank you for supporting my brand new children's book. I know that it's interesting because this month, the month of February, is Black History Month. And so, of course, there's still content out there. We're pushing out our images of individuals who look like those kids in some of those classrooms that sometimes don't get a chance to see people that look like them do great things. And so I want to let you know that the book is still available both on Amazon and at EugeneHamilton.org. And guess what? I'm super duper excited because on February the 24th, I get a chance to do my very first reading at the Redondo Beach Library. Yeah, man. Awesome time. I'll get a chance to meet a brand new group of people, brand new young people, kids, families, and I'll get a chance to spend 30 to 45 minutes with them sharing words of inspiration and hope right from my brand new book, Go Grow and Glow. Go ahead and share this. If you can, share this episode out. We got some heat today. Let's go ahead and move forward and pray. God, thank you for today. Bless us, bless our time together. Give us insight in your name, amen. Today, I'm going to talk about something that I've visited before. And oftentimes in life, repetition deepens the impression. What do I mean by that? Sometimes we have to be reminded of things and go back to the drawing board or go back to square one, as some call it, because sometimes we forget. We get off course. In fact, case in point, the other day, I had to go ahead and check myself because I was completely off of my diet. No, not a little bit, not one cheat meal. I'm talking about I was eating nothing according to plan, right? So I had to pull up the notes on my phone, had to pull up my meal plan, had to pull up my goals that I said, okay, all right, I know this already. But it's good to read it, to hear it again. I know this already, right? It's cool. I wrote it down myself, right, with the help of some other mentors and individuals who are assisting me along the way. But it's good to kind of go back and revisit because this is not even a part of the episode just yet. But check this out. It's a dangerous time of year right now. Let me tell you why. Because motivation for many people has now left. You know how it is when we come out the gate January 1, we've written down, we're fresh out of a vision party, vision board party. We're fresh off of writing out our goals. We are hot off the press. We got all these things written down that we're going to do. Now we're in the middle of February. And if you are just like me, if you're an entrepreneur, if you're a podcaster, if you're doing whatever you've got to do to move forward to get your message and your gift out in the world, you've already hit some roadblocks. Yeah, you've already hit some things along the way. I got to put my book back up. Yeah, okay. It got to be back up, y'all. Y'all got to see it. All right, right. So you've already hit some potholes in the road, along the way. If you've been living for the last 6 weeks on this earth, there have been times already where you've said to yourself, I'm done with this. It's too hard. It's too difficult. And also, check this out. You've already heard people try to doubt you. You've already heard people tell you, that ain't gonna work. You've heard people, have you ever had a dream? You ever had a goal? You ever had a plan and you told it to the wrong person? Remember one time I told who I thought was the wrong person about a dream that I had. Now, the reason why, don't miss this, the reason why I thought they were the wrong person is because everything they said to me sounded as if it was negative. Every time I told them about the dream, the goal, the wish, the plan, the next step, they had something negative to say, so I thought. But guess what? What I thought was negativity actually turned out to be something that I turned into constructive criticism. I used it as fuel to say, you know what? Some things that they're saying might be true. Some things that they've shared with me, I may need to revisit. I may need to brush upon those things. I may need to say, you know what? Let me see if there's some truth in what they've just shared. And so sometimes as you think about it, as you think about this time of year where the gym, at least my gym, I went to the gym this morning. It's not that packed, y'all. I mean, just 3 weeks ago, I couldn't find a parking spot if I went after a certain time. And I go pretty early in the morning. People are reverting back. I don't want that to be you. People are going back. They're saying, oh, it's too hard. They're saying, it ain't worth it. They're saying, I lost momentum already. Because what happens is motivation almost always leaves. Almost always. Commitment is the thing that keeps you going. I hope y'all are listening. Please turn the volume up. Motivation will get you high, excited for a moment. But if you're not committed to what motivated you, then sometimes you'll lose momentum. You'll lose sight of the goal. You'll lose sight of that which you out of your mouth said you were going to do this year. And you'll find yourself back at square one. This is why it's important for us to build habits. If you listen to the last episode, I talked a little bit about making tiny changes and those things resulting in those things leading, I should say, to big results. We talked about the fact that sometimes you can make small tweaks, whether it be in your diet, whether it be in your routine, whether it be in your activity for the day. You can make small tweaks sometimes. Because I remember one time I think I told you this before. If not, I'll share more about it later on. But one time in my life, I lost like a bunch of weight. I mean, no Ozempic. Hey, I ain't hating on nobody that's doing whatever you got to do. But I didn't have any surgery. I didn't have any diet pills. I just went hardcore in the gym and strict on my diet. I remember one time I hit a wall, though. I think I lost about 50 pounds. And I stayed there for, I don't know, longer than I had been, staying at a certain weight during that journey. Because if you know anything about losing weight, of course, at first it seems like it comes off like water. You're losing like 5 pounds a week. And remember one week I got scared, to be honest with you. I had to call my doctor because I was like, yo, I lost 11 pounds this week. But of course, I was working out twice a day, doing the sauna, eating nothing but protein and veggies. That's pretty much all I was eating. No sugar, no carbs, or very low carbs. If I did some carbs, it's probably like sweet potato, like once a week. And that was pretty much it. But nonetheless, when I got about 250, 245, keep in mind, I started at 315 at that point. Not the time of day. Tune in, 315 pounds. And I'd gotten down, I gotten down about 250, 245, and I couldn't get below 245. And so I had to go back to my diet, talking about tiny changes. And can you guess what I did? I made one tweak in my diet. Instead of eating a whole sweet potato, I cut it in half. One tweak, one small little tweak. All I did was tweak my diet just a little bit. I increased my protein intake. I think I ate like another can of tuna as a part of that when I was doing it at that time. And I stopped eating. I cut the potato in half, and I didn't eat the entire potato. And when I tell you that little tweak resulted in me getting renewed vigor, I started losing weight again. Sometimes it's one tweak. Some of y'all tripping. You thinking you got to go and do this complete makeover, do this complete remodel, and you missing it. Some of us are the reason why we're getting burnt out, we're getting discouraged, because you're biting off more than you actually can chew. And here's why I people that I coach, people that I talk to, young people that I train and mentor, I should say, they're oftentimes looking at finishing college. I'm like, you're in the 10th grade. What's the plan to get to the 11th grade? Let's start here, right? I'm glad you have foresight. I'm glad you have forethought. I'm glad you're thinking down the road. Kudos to you. I appreciate that. But what's the plan to get from 10th grade to the 11th grade? What are some small tweaks we can make to ensure that you stop missing your homework assignments? What are we going to do to make sure that you're not skipping school and on probation and all this kind of? What are we going to do to get from here to the next step? And sometimes in life, when you look at all the goals and dreams that you have, sometimes, let's be honest, you get overwhelmed by your own list. Sometimes you look at, and hear me up, please listen to me real closely. You should have a list. In fact, if you are a part of the Christian community, you already know that the Word of God says we've got to write the vision and make it plain. So it is divine, right? It is a part of God's orders, marching orders for us to write down our goals and dreams and our vision. But sometimes it would do us good to make a list as long as you can make it and then break that bad boy down. What on this list can I tackle this week? What on this list can I tackle this morning? What on this list can I tackle today? What on this list, what steps can I make? How can I break this big chunk down into baby steps? My son will be 4 on Sunday. Yeah. Well, if you listen to this podcast episode, when it drops in real time as I'm recording it, it's Sunday coming. But by the time you hear this, it would have been this past Sunday, right? He'll be 4. He would have turned 4 already. And one of the things, as I'm reflecting on his life, when he was born, yes, oh, man. I in my mind, I envisioned him being 4. Right, I had a plan. My wife and I had a plan for this is what we're going to do the first year. This is what we're going to do the second year, third year, fourth, so forth and so on. But when he was born, the goal was to get him strong enough just to get home. Right, many of you know my story. My son was born a little bit before the due date, and so he was a little small fella. Right? Fit right almost in the palm of my hand almost. He's a little bigger than that, but he was just a small fella. So I wasn't thinking about 4 years old at that time. I'm like, okay, what can we do to ensure that he develops so that he can be alive and stronger tomorrow? What do we need, Doc? What kind of milk do we need? What kind of whatever assistance does he need to get from this week to next week? Now, it's great. Great, you got a plan that he can get a passport when he's 4, and all that's great. You got all those great grand plans, but what are you going to do to get from today to tomorrow? So there's 6 habits, real quickly, that I want to give you again that I think will be of benefit to your life. For the person you share this episode with, I'm confident that they'll glean something from this. Number one, in fact, I wrote it down to make sure I did not miss a step. According to the American Psychological Association, they say that having a morning routine can lead to improved mental health and better focus throughout the day. So developing an effective morning routine is of benefit. Most of the people that I know that are uber successful, the people that I know that are, I mean, they're ultra overachievers. They don't just get up and let the day happen. Now, there are days like that. Trust me. There are days where I wake up, I have no plans, I have nothing that I have on my calendar or to-do list, and I say to myself, hey, listen, today is a free day. Baby, what you want to do? Baby, I'm talking about my wife. What you want to do? I don't know. Let's just lounge around or see what happens or whatever. So some days, right, but by and large, having an effective morning routine, whether that's getting up and engaging in some kind of meditation, whether you get up and engage in some kind of prayer, whatever you've got to do to get yourself centered for the day to move forward and be the most efficient and effective person that you can be, you ought to make that a part of your routine. Here are some ideas, all right, with regard to that morning routine. Do you exercise? Right? That's another habit that you can build. That could be habit number two. Habit number one, developing that morning routine. And then within that habit, right, within that morning routine, I'm developing additional habits. Habit number two, an exercise routine. Get them endorphins going. Getting myself to a place where, in fact, one of the things that I think about that I have developed as a result of going to the gym and doing what I don't want to do every single day, pushing myself to say, you know what, you're tired, you don't feel like being here, but get it done anyway. That mindset has the possibility of bleeding over. It's possible, I should say, that developing that kind of mindset within your morning routine, particularly in your exercise routine, If you're just going for a 3-mile walk and you get to the mile number two and you say to yourself, wow, I'm not bleeding. I'm not about to die. My body just hurts. Oh, I can push it. When you have to do hard things, when it comes to your livelihood, when it comes to your family life, when it comes to your business life, if you've already developed that muscle, you can then find yourself in position where you're pulling from what I've developed in the gym, and that now applies to my life. The daily gratitude routine. That's powerful. Again, these are some of the things that you've heard me share with you before. But again, I think some of you are falling off, right? Can I be transparent? Right? Motivation is gone. What has kicked in for me right now, in this moment, is commitment. I'm committed to, there are some days I get up, I don't feel like exercising. I don't feel like doing daily gratitude. I don't feel like journaling. I don't feel like doing any of that. But commitment has kicked in. Some other things I want to share with you. A couple more habits, right? Learning. And I shared with you before that most successful people crack open a book, right? And they read. They learn. They're not in class at university or college or high school. They're not getting a master's degree. They're getting a life degree. So being a lifelong learner is important for us, is important for you, is important for me. Listen, I share with you this with you before as well. I travel in my mind through books. There are places I've never been, but I think I've been because I've read about that place or those places in a book. So be a lifelong learner. And then make sure that your social connections are improving your life. Some people have a bunch of friends just to have a bunch of friends. And I want iron to sharpen iron. Those people that I hang out with, those people that I'm connected to, those people that I roll with, man, listen, I mean, I get it. It's not going to be on 24/7, but at some point along the way, if we are in community together, I need to learn something from you, and I need to be sharpening my own tools so you can learn something from me as well. So make sure your social connections are feeding you, or benefiting you, or helping you to grow, or helping you to uncover hidden gems and talents and jewels in your life, and also stressing you to think. Because sometimes our social connections, those people that are close to us, get us to a place where they're not rude about it, but they really tell us about ourselves. They really help us to dig deep. They help us to really, 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 really be truthful. I do this training, and I'll get a chance to do it. I haven't done it in a while with a corporate group in a couple of months here in Northern California, or in Northern California. I live in Southern, but in Northern California, where I help leaders, I help team members become more self-aware. And sometimes it's interesting because we have friends that try to help us become more self-aware, and sometimes we don't want to hear it. You ever had somebody tell you you got a bad attitude and you argue with them all day long? And it's like, well, you're not giving yourself the attitude, so you don't feel it. It's like you're not giving yourself a snobby whatever. You can't feel it, but other people around you can feel it. And sometimes you are blindly moving forward, not being real about your present state. And you find yourself going into rooms and people are like, the room changed when you walk in, and not for it. It wasn't a good thing. Sometimes being self-aware not only helps us, but helps those around us, right? And in helping those around us, the entire team wins. So make sure as you think about revisiting the habits that you want to feed your goals this year, make sure that you are passionate and adamant about your morning routine. Make sure that you have some kind of movement. Everybody doesn't lift weights. Everybody doesn't run. Everybody doesn't do something. Well, whatever will help you in the morning to get moving. Make sure you are practicing daily gratitude. Make sure you're journaling and getting those thoughts out. I told you before about this brain dump that I've adopted now. And I got it from, I forgot the guy's name, but writing out stuff so he doesn't take it to bed, so your brain can actually turn off at night. All right, make that a part of your routine. If you are constantly laying in bed with these thoughts, whether it be positive thoughts about, you know, your future, about your whatever it is, do a brain dump before you go to bed. Write them out. Get them out of your mind. Write it out. Hey, tomorrow I want to do X, Y, and Z, or here's what's on my mind. I need to call this person, or do a brain dump so you can rest and be at peace throughout the night. Listen, I hope that you all got something from our time together today. Our goal is always to go, to grow, and to glow every single day. So as you're moving forward, as you're tapping into commitment, even if motivation has left, I hope it hasn't, but if it has, that's a reality. That's real life. I hope that you can tap into your commitment to yourself, to your family, to your future. And out of that, I'm hoping and I'm believing that you'll revisit your habits. You'll build newer habits, better habits. You will build on the habits that you've already created. And don't forget that tiny changes can oftentimes lead to humongous, to big results that will catapult your life. All right, y'all be great. Have a good rest of your day. Don't forget to go, to grow, and to glow. Peace.